Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 2nd of July, and of course the end of the first half year. So last week, Europe, as usual, held a key to stop markets last week. The agreement by the European authorities to fund Spanish, Italian and Italian banks directly and to form a super regulator, as well as to put full banking union on fast track, gave stocks around the world a boost on Friday. But let's look at it regionally first of all. Turning first of all to the US. Interesting week in the US. Personal incomes were up, but May spending was flat and consumer confidence slipped a little bit again. Conversely, and rather unexpectedly, there was signs of further strength in the housing market, which had been showing signs of regressing somewhat this year. Initial jobless claims for the week were also up a little bit, and that would have had quite a mixed effect on stocks were it not for the European summit. Europe itself, it was all about the summit, and as a result of the agreement, Spanish and Italian bond yields declined quite significantly and stocks soared on Friday. In Asia-Pacific, once again on that European news, stocks also recovered strongly at the end of the week. But we also saw a lot of data from Japan, with retail sales and household spending both on an upward trend now that started for most of 2012. Japan unemployment dropped unexpectedly from 4.6 to 4.4%. Japan inflation, however, fell back close to zero, which is a little bit worrying, although it was specifically on lower fuel prices. But one needs to see that inflation rise a little bit if retail sales and household spending in the consumer sector is going to continue its recovery. Industrial production in Japan remains flat, but a recovery is expected. Looking at some of the other economic and financial indicators, oil prices soared. I mean, did they ever soar on Friday on the news from Europe? US dollar, also a little bit unsurprisingly, was down against all major currencies on the week. And the euro, conversely, surged against the haven currencies, but not really elsewhere. And I think there's still a certain amount of doubt as to the real impact of the European meeting last week. US Treasury yields were also a little bit down, but that was only a marginal move. Let's have a look at the markets last week. Generally very strong, most of that rise coming on Friday. Japan up 3%, Far East up 3%, Europe up 3.5%, UK up 2.5%, US up 3.5%, oil up 7%, and gold, oil up 7% to $85 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate, and gold was up 2% at $1,600. Looking at the half year as a whole, we saw a strong first quarter, followed by a weak second quarter, in which global markets slid around 5%. But for the half year as a whole, Asia's up around 5%, Europe was mixed with UK and France unchanged, Germany up around 8%, Spain down 17%, and Italy down 5%. The US for the half year is up just over 8%. The bottom line, well, US growth still sluggish, but the housing market seems to be strengthening, but consumer and manufacturing remain sluggish. And I think 2012 GDP in the US is likely to be flat and low. Europe made some progress, obviously, but by no means out of the woods yet, and the Far East still really trailing behind what the US and Europe are doing. Market moving events this week. Watch out for the UK and European Central Bank meetings, both likely to take action to stimulate growth, and that could have a significant impact on stocks. That's it from me. Hope that was of use. Hope you have a good week. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if you haven't sought advice beforehand. Please contact your professional advisor before taking any action. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. That's it for me. Have a very good week and speak to you next week. Bye.